I'm going to explain to you in this video exactly how you can start assuming differently. And with doing that, you're going to actually change your life and start seeing something different happening in your life instead of just saying affirmations and hoping and praying for the best. If you actually want to change your life, if you're tired of seeing the same results being repeated over and over and over again, you're going to have to change your beliefs. You're going to have to change your assumptions. It's not about what is currently being manifested in your reality. It's about what you are believing to be true for yourself. So when you're doing this inner work and when you're actually manifesting the things that you want with intention, it's because you've changed your assumption about it. You've changed your belief around it. You are no longer thinking from the old identity. You're thinking from the new identity. So a lot of this can seem really complicated and really metaphysical and esoteric, and sometimes it can be a little bit overcomplicated. And I know there's so many different ways that you can learn this information, but at the end of the day, it's about showing up and thinking and feeling as if you have changed, as if you are somebody different than you are now. So when you are changing your beliefs, it's not going to sink in right away. It's going to take repetition. So when you're manifesting anything, first you have the thought that comes to your mind, and then on the other end, you have the actual 3D reality manifestation. Assume that everything works out for you. Start assuming that whatever is happening is in your best interest. So you got fired from your job? Well, this must mean that you're going to get a better job offer very soon. Or it must mean that they weren't valuing you, so you have to go update your resume and get a better job. Well, the person you have a crush on isn't texting you back. Maybe this is just showing you that you don't need them and that there's actually someone better for you that you're not paying attention to. So you're driving and now there's a bunch of traffic. This is an opportunity for you to listen to that audiobook or listen to that podcast that you've been wanting to listen to. So you get into an argument with your friend or a family member. This is an opportunity for you now to get a better understanding of each other and have your relationship grow closer. There is always some positive viewpoint that you can take on. So when you are doing this and you're constantly reminding yourself that you are divine, everything always works out for you, you are perfect, you are amazing, you are the queen, you are the king, you're the perfect manifestation of the divine feminine or the divine masculine, you're that guy, you're that girl, whatever assumptions you want to carry, they need to be in your highest good. They need to be in your favor, because these are the assumptions that are going to create stories in your mind. These are the assumptions that are going to assign meaning to the things happening in your life. So at this point, when something bad happens to me, I automatically will think of the positive view, because I've trained my mind to remember that everything always works out for me. So if I'm stuck in traffic, it's for a reason, and it's for a good reason. I'm not going to be quick to get heated and feel angry and get road rage and say, oh, why is this traffic? Why does this happen to me? That is the old mindset. That is the old identity of the person who struggles, of the person who has a hard life, of the person who everything that happens is bringing them down. That is not the new identity. So whatever outcomes you want in your life, start assuming that that is the way that it is. Spin it in your mind however you need to. People will call this delusional, but it's also delusional to assume that bad things happen. It's also delusional to assume that, oh, I'm just unlucky. The world just hates me. People just hate me. I'm just awkward. I'm not attractive enough. That's delusional thinking as well. So would you rather be delusional for your benefit, or would you rather be delusional for your downfall? It's really up to you. In this world, there is no such thing as objective truth about anything. There's a million different opinions about things. There's so much evidence that will prove literally anything. It's up to you to decide what you want for your own life. So when you start assuming that everything works out for you, that you're the best in everything, that everyone loves being around you, that's when you're going to start to think about things a little bit differently, because that challenges you to actually get creative about your life. Instead of just having something happen and assuming the most obvious worst case scenario, you actually have to get a little bit creative and start thinking, okay, well, how can this benefit me? Since everything works out for me, then what does this mean? Like, how is this working out for me? And when you start activating the right side of your brain, the creative side, instead of relying on the logic, the negative, you know, the rational side, that's when you're going to start to see magic happen, because things are going to start aligning in a way and you're going to start seeing the opportunities coming to you. Remember, when you're in a negative state of mind and you're complaining and you're not having a good time, you're going to miss the opportunities that are coming to you. So if you find strength in the things that are happening, and if you find a way to spin it in your favor, then you're going to start to be more calm. You're going to start to feel more positive, more relaxed, and you're going to be able to perceive these new opportunities coming to you. But if you are constantly complaining about things, you'll likely push these things away. Not just with your attitude, but with your energy. You know, nothing is going to get given to you that you're not ready for. So if you're still in the old state and you refuse to let go of the victim mindset of everything not working out for you, you're just going to stay there. Everything is going to keep going that way, and you're going to perceive everything as an obstacle. But when you start to say, no, I assume the best. Everything always works out for me. I am the best of the best. I'm the most blessed person on the planet. So everything is happening for my favor. Everyone is conspiring in my favor. The universe is conspiring in my favor. Then you're actually able to perceive these opportunities coming to you. You're gonna see, oh, your flight got delayed. This is an opportunity to maybe meet someone who's going to help you improve your life. Or this is an opportunity to go on your phone and send out that email or make that phone call or take some time to meditate. You know, you're gonna find actual opportunities in what used to be challenges. So once you start to react differently to your circumstances and you keep repeating that everything works out for you, and you actually start perceiving things in that way, that's when your life changes. Because a lot of people stay in the affirmation mania, I like to call it, where they just say affirmations over and over again, but they don't actually apply the affirmations. So they're like, oh yeah, I'm the luckiest person in the world. I'm so lucky. And then something happens and they're like, oh, why does this happen to me? This always happens. Sucks so bad. You're saying these affirmations, but then when something happens, you're reacting from the old state. So you're just repeating things in vain. Like, it's not going to help you. You need to actually understand what you're saying, what you're affirming, and change your behavior from that. You can't just continue acting in the old way and then when no one's looking and nothing is happening, say 1,000 affirmations and think that something's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. So I know if you're watching this, you probably like affirmations. Let me know in the comments what your favorite affirmations are, because I love affirmations, but of course you have to use them with purpose. But when you're feeling low, when you're feeling like things aren't going your way, that is the perfect time to affirm. But you don't just want to say the affirmation, you want to actually feel and believe what you're saying. Because remember, there is the thought, there is the desire that you have, and then there is the physical reality. In order to bridge the gap between your desire and physical reality, you need to have that belief. You need to have that assumption, the new identity that's actually going to carry out and manifest your desire. So you can't just have the desire and say the affirmation. You actually have to feel the belief. You have to feel the identity shift. So like I said, when you're first starting this process, it's not going to happen right away. You're not going to feel different right away, but you actually have to put in the effort. The more effort you put into actually showing up in this new way, the more that you're going to be compensated. It's the law of compensation. All efforts will be rewarded in kind. If you want to take this a step further, actually start to visualize scenarios. And like I said, don't just imagine them for the sake of imagining them. Imagine them and actually feel as if they are reality. And then when you go about your day, these things already happen. So the things that you're visualizing, it's a future memory, right? It's, you know, a memory from a different timeline, a different reality. Has it ever happened to you where you can't remember if something actually happened or if it was a dream? That's happened to me so many times. So like, I'll literally be like, wait, did that happen? Did I have this conversation with this person or was that in a dream? And I genuinely cannot tell the difference. So you want to get to a place where you allow the visualization to grow. You allow it to take root in your mind and actually almost infect your mind in a good way, though, because these are scenarios that you're creating for your benefit. So they're good for you. Allow yourself to completely transform. Okay, the life that you have now, it's gonna go away. It's gonna be completely destroyed and transformed into something new. You have to be willing to let it go. Because if you're still holding on, you know, you could try to swim away, but you're still anchored to the bottom, right? You're never gonna be able to really go anywhere if you're still tied down to the same old story and the same old identity. Don't be scared to change. Change is good, all right? You already have all the tools you need, but if you want to work with me, the links are in the description. Love you. Bye. Mwah.